You're tuned to 89.1 WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this WGLT Datebook. Artist Alice Hargrave returns to University Galleries for a new exhibition entitled The Canary in the Lake. The show features new works that explore climate change-related loss of habitat and biodiversity. Hargrave traced the footsteps of John James Audubon to search for birds in the wilderness for this show, and also created lake portraits, relying on the help of scientists in her work. Hargrave says the seeds of her current work were planted in 2017 when her solo show, Paradise Wavering, was up at University Galleries. At that time, Hargrave met Dr. Catherine O'Reilly, a professor of geology at ISU.
She was wondering if there was a way to work together with her scientific data and information. And she talked about how she was doing lake research. And I thought, why don't we do portraits of lakes? Just do a series of portraits of the global lakes using the data that she had herself and that she also had access to through her many global colleagues.
Was this Dr. Riley's first collaboration with an artist?
Yes, as far as I know, yes. Yeah.
But you've worked with scientists before yourself.
I have, yeah. I've always been interested in kind of finding a bridge or a link between art and science, and it's just been an interest of mine over the years.
You do photos on fabric. I'm wondering why you use this technique. In the lake portraits, it has a dreamy, almost sort of like a dreamlike effect.
Well, in the case of the lakes, for example, I think the transparency was quite poignant in that waters are obviously transparent, and it was a way for all the lakes to kind of come together and harmonize together and move together and flow together. And that transparency helps make it into this one being, as well as celebrating in a way the difference of all the unique issues that are facing all of the lakes. There are 20 lakes in the installation right now. There's so many issues that affect lakes, so many diverse issues, and then there are crossovers between issues. So there's several lakes that are all warming, and then there's several lakes that have issues of glacier melt, or lakes that are shrinking, lakes that are growing, glaciers that are becoming extinct, salinity, mercury, you know, so many issues, invasive species. So it's been fascinating for me to learn about all these issues and meeting the people that are studying them at GLEON. So I was fortunate to be able to go to this conference called GLEON, the Global Lakes Environmental Observation Network, and it was in Canada. It was fantastic and so interesting. And it was me and over 200 scientists. It was really wonderful. So
how did the scientists react to an artist being in their midst?
Well, they had to have patience for my kind of questioning, for sure, because I was the only one in the room who didn't have like 5 or 6 PhDs. But they were very enthusiastic. So a lot of people came and sought me out during the convention and were excited to tell me about their research and what they were doing and kind of brainstorming on ways to include their lake. So they were very open to it. And that was wonderful to feel that sense of welcoming.
With regards to the lake's installation, how do you hope gallery visitors will interact with these great sheets of fabric?
Well, I hope that they'll find a sense of being lured in to the installation and kind of feel the color and feel the movement and hear the sound in the space. And I hope it makes them ask questions like, why am I looking at this bright pink piece of fabric? And it's because there is this hot pink magenta algae, or why am I hearing this newscast, or why am I hearing this rock and roll song? Well, that was actually one of the famous songs that was written on the shores of Lake Geneva. So there's all these kind of fun lake lore anecdotes. It goes beyond the climate change to also history references, to bird references. I had to bring birds in there, you know, because birds are quite of the population of the lakes. So for me, it was fascinating to kind of bring that crossover.
You incorporate sound into your installations. Now, you were touching on that. You were getting started on that the last time you were shown at University Galleries. Tell me how your exploration with sound has come along with this new installation, this new exhibition.
Well, with the lake project, with the lake sound installation, it's been quite exploratory, and to have so many different diverse sources to bring together. And that was exciting for me to be really creative and open to including a you know, Smoke on the Water with the WBBM news reel, with the Tanzanian rap song, with the writer who I met at a recent residency reading her book about that was based in the Lake Superior area. And she reads so eloquently about the lake and what it's like to be on the shores of Lake Superior. So just the source material is vast, and that was exciting and creative for me.
In addition to your lake installation, you have Tracing Audubon, 1832 through 2021, Last Calls. And in this, of course, we're talking about Audubon. So this involves birds. Why birds? What's for you, what is the pull of birds?
Well, I think the birds just started shouting out to me. I felt like the birds were yelling at me in my own yard in the city. That's how it really all started. I just became more in tune to them. This was probably around 2006 or so. Then the work in 2017 at ISU was, I think, one of the first times I exhibited the bird work. But in 2017, even, you mentioned that you're doing work about birds, and people would roll their eyes and, oh, birds, okay, boring. And now, since the pandemic and since all this news about birds, birds are like all the rage. I mean, everybody's talking about birds and birds in their backyard and how during the pandemic they became in tune to the birds. So hopefully this will all be good news for the birds.
While you were getting your art ready, you actually sort of walked in the footsteps of Audubon. You went to Key West.
That's correct.
He went there to essentially track and note the birds that he saw there. And you were hoping to see some of the same birds. So what was your experience there?
Yeah, I had an artist residency. So I was in Florida for 6 weeks, and notably in the Keys, and then to the Tortugas, the dry Tortugas, where I saw the majority of the birds, actually, and also in the Everglades and in Cyprus. But it's hard to find birds. You really need to go out and look for them at dawn. And then, well, there could be fields of them at dawn if you go to the right place. But some of them are quite elusive. And for me, it's a very exciting experience to just, you know, see that bird, you know, and find that bird. And it's not a given for me. I'm not an all-time birder, and I'm certainly not a birding photographer either. So.
Did you get any good recordings of birds? Did you attempt that?
Yes, I did. I've been taking sound recordings throughout that residency, mostly in the dry Tortugas, because there were the magnificent frigate birds just flying continuously overhead. They just fly continuously, and it just was gorgeous. The wallpaper installation is quite powerful for me, having the roseate spoonbill, which was one of my new favorite birds that I discovered in Florida. And that bird is bright pink, beautiful, kind of prehistoric looking, with a spoonbill-shaped beak, bill. And so I used the calls of the roseate spoonbill in the color of the bird on the wall behind the more greenish landscape pieces from the Everglades. So that offset in a way where I really like to play with color. So to juxtapose that hot pink of the bird calls with all the green, mysterious kind of landscapes in search of the birds. In terms of the way I photograph birds, it's more the landscape surrounding the birds. So you kind of barely see the bird, but you see them how you see them in real life, rather than getting in super close and getting a zoom lens and really focusing in just on the bird. So the Audubon birds, in the sound for the Audubon are the 22 species that Audubon pictured in his portfolio of the birds of the Florida Keys and the dry Tortugas. So that was a very specific set of birds, of 22 birds. And those were the birds that I pictured and used in the sound piece.
That's artist Alice Hargrave. The Canary in the Lake is up at University Galleries in Normal through May 16th. I'm Laura Kennedy.